Like, with my humble obeisances, thank you for your association. Today, reading second is take over the call, Mataji. But it still is the sound.
Thank you.
The sound is not, the background sound is still there.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Gurudev, and all the Vaishnavas. So we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tattakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhuvayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 25 Starting from the text number 131. Atoevo bhagavate eitinokayo sambandho obideo prayojana mayo. Sambandho obideo prayojana mayo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Thus one's relationship with the Lord, activities in devotional service and the attainment of the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, are the subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, before starting the explanation, I'm just requesting, if you see any problem of hearing the sound, please let me know. Okay, all right. So we are in a very wonderful. Is the sound okay?
Yes, Mataji, it's good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we are in a very wonderful chapter. This is the last chapter in Madhya Lila, chapter 25. How all the residents of Varanasi became the Vaishnavas. It's a wonderful, very interesting narration. And from any walk of life, from any stage of life, from any corner of the planet, can become devotee of Krishna, because it is an eternal principle, right? Like Bhagavad Gita reveals the eternal principle, means the Atma is eternal, Krishna is eternal, our relationship is eternal. So, bhakti is eternal. So, same point in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam also reveals the eternal principles. the fundamental and essential principle, which are the foundation of the spiritual life, right? So eternal principle is present in the eternal world as well as in this material world too. It's not that new thing, but it is essential for every living being. Eternal function of the soul is being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, right? So Mahaprabhu explaining this point, sambandha avidho prayojana, again and again, from the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've been hearing that point. Because Vedic literature can be understood in three different stages, or with three principles: sambandha, jnana, avidya tattva, and prayojana tattva. And we have heard in details about these three points, as Mahaprabhu was requested to explain Vedanta Sutra in terms of bhakti, explain bhakti in terms of Vedanta Sutra, and Mahaprabhu explained that every sutra speaks about three principles: sambandha, vidya, prayojana, and the essential points are essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is known as four key verses, Chatushluki Bhagavatam. Just like Gita has four Chatushluki Gita, means there are key four verses in Bhagavad Gita. Also there are original four verses given by Krishna to Brahma is known as Srimad Bhagavatam. These verses can be explained with these three principles, sambandha, vidya, prayojana. So we've been hearing that. Vedanta Sutra also tells like that. So sambandha means understanding, realizing one's relationship with the Lord, Krishna. What is the sambandha? Mahaprabhu explained, Jivesha Sarupahaya Krishna Nitya Das. With this realization, we enter to the next step, that is avideya, activities in devotional service for who? For Krishna. Because third one is prayojan, is the object of our service, and our prayojan is tattva, is the developing love for Krishna. Actually, love is there inside the heart, inside the soul. It is to be awakened. Nitya siddha Krishna prem sadhya prabhu nay shobonadi shuddha chitte karoye udaya. So we must have full faith in the words of Mahaprabhu. These elements must be there when we perform pure devotional service. Sambandha jnana means seeing the connection of everything with Krishna. The cosmos is related to Krishna, has connection with Krishna. All living beings also are part and parcel of Krishna, means have connection with Krishna. When we do not see the connection of Krishna with anything, then that is called maya, illusion, ignorance. That is the subject matter of four key verses, Chatushluki Bhagavatam. Krishna says, if you perceive or see anything which has no connection with me, that is maya. With the full knowledge of absolute truth, we understand that everything is connected with Krishna. When we are aware of that connection, means we are absorbed in transcendence. Sthabor jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoy tar ishtadeva spurti. Because everything is connected with Krishna, he sees Supreme Lord everywhere. And that is the symptom of love of Godhead. Love flows from the heart. We heard about it, the symptom of Godhead. love of God, love for Krishna, right? Few verses before, right? That that he sees everything, everywhere, only Krishna. Where's that verse? Yeah. So that element is there when we develop love of Godhead or Krishna, love for Krishna. Naturally, a pure soul sees Krishna everywhere. A pure soul can realize the truth. A pure soul means pure heart or pure mind. Many times we wonder, right? I have so much knowledge, but why I'm not realizing the truth? One devotee nicely asked me that I know I am soul, but why I'm not realizing that I'm soul? Realization of the soul must be very natural for me. Why not? Why I'm not realizing that I'm soul and be situated in that soul consciousness? Answer Krishna gave us in Bhagavad Gita, that we can realize the truth or perceive the truth when our mind, heart, consciousness is pure. Now, knowledge has been covered, means with the intelligence we understand many things. This is called jnanam. But vijnanam means realization. So this is the point. A realized soul can perform pure devotional service. Right now we have two natures. One is conditioned nature. Conditioned nature is very important for us, right? The designations are very important for us. The way the world knows me, my designations are very, very important. Conditioned nature is very important for us. That means we are very far from the truth. That doesn't mean that we should not engage our conditioned nature. We must start our devotional service from the level where we are. Immediately we should take up the devotional service. First, realizing the sambandha, means establishing ourselves in the sambandha jnana, is very simple. Krishna consciousness is extremely simple. Realizing the sambandha, act according to your sambandha, and achieve the goal. For whom you are acting? This eternal principle is present in this material world also. Every action begins with the any relationship, sambandha. For example, if one goes to the office for job, first of all he has to know what is his position, what's the connection between him and the office or the firm or the company. He's the part and parcel of the company, and what is his position? Such and such is the position. What is the service? For whom he would do the service? The boss is the person. For him, he has to do this job. And to please the boss is the goal. Everywhere you see these three principles are working. Srila Prabhupada gave us very wonderful, wonderful examples about sambandha videha prayojana. Because it is eternal principle, it is also present here. Because this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. So, Prabhupada was giving the example. First is sambandha, parents make the sambandha connection between a boy and girl. Formerly it was the system, arranged marriage. But still, today also, a boy has to establish a relationship with the girl. First, the relationship. Then, when the sambandha is established, then avideya, marriage takes place, a wedding. And avideya means activities of the husband and wife. And the goal, prayojan is produce the children. Like a businessman. Another example is fine, very good. Husband-wife example is so wonderful. Relationship, then interaction between husband-wife, right? So then the result. Similarly, a businessman wants to do some business with a person. So first is there's agreement, sambandha. Then transaction, avideya. Then prayojan, profit making, making profit. So this principle, these three principles are present everywhere, working everywhere, but we do not know. For example, here we have all different types of relationship. These are nothing but the reflection of the spiritual world. Actually, Krishna is the Akhila Rasamrita Murti. All the relationship should be for Krishna. All other relationship, what we are those relationship, these are nothing but rehearsals for having relationship with Krishna. And many verses also say that our relationship with Krishna is friendship. Dva suparna samana vrikshe sakhayam. One beautiful verse is there, I'm not remembering all. That is also, we have friendship with Krishna. Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, I'm the suhidam sarva bhutanam. So first point is establishing our relationship. Means being aware of this relationship, realizing this relationship is the most important thing for me. Right now, because of this pandemic, our secondary things, you know, are taking backseat, right? Primary things we are taking care of. Right now, everyone's life is so simple, isn't it? Just whatever absolutely necessary, we are using that. Exactly this way we should live here. We should not live any extravagant life. Whatever is bare, necessity of life, just accept those for keeping soul and body together and pursue the primary thing, our relationship. Avidya means pursuing the relationship. For whom we are doing the activities. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, in details we understand about avidheya. What is that? Navavidha bhakti, right? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this 23-24 verses, Srila Prabhupada gave us very elaborate purport of each item, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, like that. But I love most, that is dasyam. Let me read that part, what Srila Prabhupada spoke about dasyam within the Navavidha Bhakti. Dasyam. There is the following statement in regard to assisting the Lord as a servant. After many, many thousands of births, when one comes to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, one can deliver others from this universe. It means depth of realization is so much that person can deliver others from the universe. And Srila Prabhupada has shown that if one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, even without performing any other process of devotional service, he can attain full success. For simply by this feeling, one can perform all 9 processes of devotional service. This explanation of Dasyam is very small, given by Srila Prabhupada in this purport. But it is so powerful. Means when we have sense of being part and parcel of Krishna and servant of Krishna, so we naturally will be engaged in service. And with this feeling, we can satisfy Krishna always. So, Navavidha Bhakti can be done in our conditioned state as well as in our pure state. In our pure state, there will be no such conditioned state. Both would be, you know, one. Because when the sense of being servant of Krishna is awakened, then there's no difference between internal, external life, nothing. And he is able to see Krishna's presence, perceive Krishna's presence everywhere. That is the sign of love of Godhead. He becomes so much respectful to everyone, and he naturally becomes humble, with full humility, with full lowliness. He serves, he goes on serving Krishna. Natural humility will manifest. As soon as a fraction of drop of love of Godhead is awakened, the first sign or first symptom is that person will become humble. He doesn't have to try to become humble, because true nature of soul is become humble. Because he sees Krishna all the time before him, everywhere. And he tolerates everything, all the inconveniences, because he knows very well that everything is happening with a cause, you know, because of a cause, because of our karma, or it is Krishna's desire. So he tolerates. Ultimately, we achieve love for Krishna. And these three principles are the subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very wonderfully we heard. And again, same point, because it is important for us to hear again and again. Because truth cannot be realized just by reading few times. And we would never know when the truth will dawn in our consciousness. We have to give ourselves a chance by hearing again and again. Krishna, by satisfying Krishna, Krishna will favor us. When we satisfy Krishna, Krishna will favor us with the realization. It is not that we can achieve this realization on our own, with our own power of intelligence. It is not. Now going to the next, 132. Badanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmiti paramatmiti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The absolute truth is known by the self-realized souls as a unified identity known by different names: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11 for an explanation, Sri Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 11. Now, Mahaprabhu is speaking about the absolute truth, because he says absolute truth can be understood by this principle. Vedic literature can be understood or explains three progressive stages of realization. That is sambandha vidya prayojana. So, absolute truth is, learned transcendentalist, see, it is very important point. Transcendentalists. Means, unless we come to the transcendental platform, very difficult to realize Krishna in his three aspects. Who know the absolute truth called the non-dual substance, Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. So I'm reading the purport from Srimad Bhagavatam. The Absolute Truth is both subject and object, and there is no qualitative difference there. Therefore, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same. The same substance is realized and impersonal Brahman by the students of the Upanishads as localized Paramatma by the Hiranya Garbhas or the yogis, and as Bhagavan by the devotees. In other words, Bhagavan or the personality of Godhead is the last word of the Absolute Truth. Paramatma is the partial representation of the personality of Godhead. Why partial? Because in the material world, Krishna entered. That is the point in, you know, Bhagavad Gita, right? In Purushottama Yoga. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. This term is very important for us. That is called Purushottama. Purushottama. To accompany the individual soul, he enters in everyone's heart. Paramatma. Personal representation of the personality of Godhead. And impersonal Brahman is the glowing effulgence of the personality of Godhead. As the sun rays are to the sun god. Okay. Less intelligent students of either of the above schools sometimes argue in favor of their own respective realization. But those who are perfect seers of the Absolute Truth know well that the above three features of the Absolute Truth are different perspective view seen from different angles of vision. But ultimately, Krishna understanding is the highest understanding. Absolute Truth is a person, is a very revolutionary understanding for all of us, right? Because Krishna is all pervading, so therefore he cannot have a form. Because he can have form which is spiritual, he is all pervading absolute person. Material form cannot be possible, but spiritual form can be possible. As it is explained in the first sloka of the first chapter of Bhagavatam, Supreme Truth is self-sufficient, cognizant and free from illusion of relativity. In the relative world, the knower is different from the known. But in the Absolute Truth, both the knower and the known are one and the same thing. In the relative world, the knower is the living spirit or superior energy, whereas the known is inert matter or inferior energy. Therefore, there is a duality of inferior and superior energy. Whereas in the Absolute Realm, both the knower and the known are of the same superior energy. There are three kinds of energies of the supreme energetic. There is no difference between the energy and energetic, but there is a difference of quality of energies. The Absolute Realm and the living entities are of the same superior energy, but the material world is inferior energy. The living being is contact with the inferior energy is illusioned, thinking he belongs to this, to the inferior energy. Therefore, there is a sense of relativity in this material world. In the absolute, there is no such sense of difference between the knower and the known, and therefore everything there is absolute. So a pure devotee is situated in this vision. In this vision, without the vision of, you know, relativity, the illusion of relativity is not there. He is free from. Although he is completely aware that spiritual energy, when entered into this material realm, has changed in his activities. But still, originally, it is superior energy. Material energy means inferior spiritual energy. There's no such thing like material, actually. Yes. Superior spiritual energy and inferior spiritual energy is there. And originally, everything was one, means one superior energy. So in this way, a pure soul is able to see Krishna everywhere and able to understand that Krishna is everything. Nothing can exist without Krishna, because everything is Krishna's energy, and energetic and energy are interconnected, intermingled, intertwined, cannot be separated. So oneness is there, but difference. What is the difference? That we are very minute. We are part of Krishna's jiva shakti. We are not complete Krishna, cannot be complete Krishna in quantity. So qualitatively, one means belong to the same, means belong to the superior energy. We cannot become Krishna at any time. We cannot replace Krishna at any time. So eternal principle is this. We are very minute, very insignificant, subatomic, spiritual spark. So Atma cannot do by itself unless Atma is empowered by Krishna's energy. When we are in material consciousness, we are conducted by material energy. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti manyate. Living entities can desire only. Then Prakriti is doing everything here. And in the spiritual world, living entity desires, and then living entity is empowered by the chit potency or spiritual energy, right? So soul is so tiny, potency is so little, that we need energy from God. That's why Paramatma is here. He supplies everything. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. Krishna is fulfilling our desires, means Krishna is supplying, Krishna is empowering, Krishna is infusing His power in, Krishna is investing His power in us according to our motive. So if we want to go back to Godhead, then Krishna gives us full facility, means He empowers us, He makes us strong in our determination to go back to Godhead. Living entity belongs to marginal potency. It's always neutral. Marginal is neutral, neither spiritual nor material. The marginal potency is situated in the very fine line between spiritual energy and material energy. It is at the end of the spiritual energy, the material energy begins. So the line, marginal line, is in between. So it is very fine line. A soul cannot live there for a long time. So a soul can see both worlds, the spiritual world and material world, or can perceive what is material and what is spiritual. So he can come under the material energy, or he can go under the spiritual energy. That free will has been given to the soul. So Sambandha Gyan includes all. The knowledge of the soul, knowledge of Krishna, connection of Krishna, all are included. Therefore Mahaprabhu is speaking about the absolute truth. And within Sambandha Gyan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is situated. It has been given. That is called Achintya Veda Vetattva. Within Sambandha Gyan. Jive Sharupahai Krishnero Nitya Das Krishnero Tatastha Shukti Veda Ved Prakash. Therefore it is very important, when we talk about Jiva, we must also talk about Tatastha Shakti. What is that? Marginal potency. We belong to the marginal potency. and we have relationship with Krishna, which is inconceivably one with him and also different. Because Krishna is Purushottama. He is beyond the even Paramatma aspect of Krishna. He is beyond Brahma Jyoti. He is beyond even Karanodakshay Vishnu. Kshirodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Karanodakshay Vishnu. This Vishnu incarnation are within the material realm. So, before the creation, only Krishna was there. Creation means material cosmos, that we heard, right? Evasam evagre, right? Again, that point is coming in the 133 verse. So, the truth can be seen in front of us, means it should be always in the forefront of our consciousness. But Krishna, before this visible cosmos, was existing. Yes, spiritual world was there, Vaikuntha was there, and Krishna's pastimes were also going there, but this material cosmos was not there. So, Karanodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Kshirodakshay Vishnu also were not there. Expansion of Krishna as Vishnus were not there. So, it's beyond even. Shara Akshara Purusha, that is, in the 15th chapter, Krishna said, also Prabhupada explained that, we must, deliberate on that truth. Also, beyond he is Paramatma, partial manifestation, because when a jiva goes back to the spiritual, there is no Paramatma, there is only Krishna. Paramatma is like an officer, delegated by the government for a temporary period, for some reason, to take care of the affair or to take care of some events like that. When the affair is over, event is over, then that officer's power is also gone. Officer then merges into the government, governmental body. So, Prabhupada was saying, when a person leaves the body, where the Paramatma goes? Many times people ask this question, when does he go? Where does he go? Sorry, where does he go? Actually, Paramatma then merges into the Brahma Jyoti and remains one with the Krishna's potency or manifestation, It remains. All the expansions were merged into Krishna's personality. So before the creation, what was there? During this creation, who is here? After the annihilation of this creation, who will be there? So Krishna, in the beginning, Krishna in the middle, and Krishna in the end. So our focus will be completely on Krishna. These elements must be present in us, in our consciousness, for rendering pure devotional service. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking on those things again and again, right? So 133, Bhagavan Eka Asedam Agra Atmatmanam Vibhu Atmechanu Gatavatma Ananamatya Upalakshana. Word for word meaning, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ekah, only Asa, was Edam, this universe, Agre, before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, Atma, the living force, Atmanam, of all the living entities, Bibhu, the Supreme Lord, Atma, of the Supreme, Icha, the will, Anugatau, according to Atma, the Super Soul, Anana Mati Upalakshana, who is not realized by persons having many angles of vision. Translation, before the cosmic manifestation was created, the creative potency was merged in the Supreme Lord's person. At that time, all potencies and manifestations were preserved in His personality. The Lord is the cause of all causes, and He is all-pervading, self-sufficient person. Before the creation, He existed with His spiritual potency in the spiritual world, wherein various Vaikuntha planets are manifested. So this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.23. So I'm going there. Same point. Shri Krishna speak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting and speaking. Translation: the personality of Godhead, the master of all living entities, existed prior to the creation as one without a second. It is by the will only that creation is made possible, and again everything merges in Him. This Supreme Self is symptomized by different names. Purport. The great sage here begins to explain the purpose of the four original verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Although they have no access to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the followers of the Mayavada impersonalist school sometimes screw out an imaginary explanation of the original four verses. But we must accept the actual explanation given herein by Maitreya Muni, because he, along with Uddhava, personally heard it directly from the Lord. So in Uddhava Gita is also there, it is there, this point, you know, 11th canto, chapter 29. Again, the same point has been discussed. The first line of the original four verses runs, Aham evasam eva gre. The word aham is misinterpreted by the Mayavada school into meanings which no one but the interpreter can understand. Here, aham is explained as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead means Purushottama. Again and again we have to understand. Whenever we hear Supreme Personality of Godhead, means Krishna is referred as Purushottama, not the individual living entities. Before the creation, there was only the Personality of Godhead. There were no Purusha incarnations and certainly no living entities, nor was there the material energy by which the manifested creation is affected. The Purusha incarnations and all the different energies of the Supreme Lord were merged in Him only. So, Purusha incarnations, we know three Purusha incarnations, right? Mahavishnu or Karunadukshay Vishnu, then Garbhadukshay Vishnu, then Kshirodukshay Vishnu. Kshirodukshay Vishnu is the indwelling Lord for Matma Antaryami of individual soul, right? He is accompanying each and every individual soul. And Garbhadakshay Vishnu is the super soul of the universe, total living being. And Karunadukshay Vishnu is the super soul of the whole material creation, cosmic manifestation. So before the creation, they were not there. So where they were merged in Krishna only. So that's the point. So Krishna's position is supreme. No one is equal to Him and no one is above Him. Everyone is under Him, below Him. This is not just like material understanding. It's beyond our material understanding. It is transcendental understanding, actually. Krishna is transcendental Lord, Supreme Lord. You know, in 15th chapter, Krishna said beautifully, right? 16, beautiful. Let me read few verses. Translation, I love reading from Bhagavad Gita, these four, you know, few verses from 15th chapter. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible, and in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. 17, besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the supreme soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. So the verse goes like that, Uttama Purusha Stvanya Paramatmeti Udarhita Yo Lokotrayam Avishya Vivartavyaya Ishvara. Then 18, because I am transcendental, beyond both the fallible and the infallible, and because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Person, Purushottama. 19. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, Yomam Ebam Asumudha Janati Purushottamam Sa Sarvabhit Bhajati Mam Sarvabhaveno Bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. So this is the most confidential part of all Vedas. In 20, Krishna says, this is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So this is very important point. So Prabhupada is also pointing out how he is beyond even spiritual. What is spiritual? So I'm reading from purport Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing. The personality of Godhead is described herein as the master of all living entities. He is like the sun disk, and the living entities are like the molecules of the sun's rays. This existence of the Lord before the creation is confirmed by the Shrutis. Vasudeva va idam agra asit na brahma na cha shankara eka vai narayana asit na brahma ne shanaha. Because everything that is an emanation from the personality of Godhead, he always exists alone without a second. This word is very, very important. He is the sole entity. We are existing with Krishna, you know, like the complete unit of tree means what? Together the trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, fruits, flowers is known as tree. Similarly, the complete unit of Krishna means Krishna, his incarnations, his expansions, his part and parcels, his energies are all together Krishna. The totality of existence is Krishna. When we recite Krishna, means we are connected with the totality of existence. Nothing is beyond Krishna. So we achieve whole Krishna. Advaya Gyan means there is no duality in Krishna. Means Krishna, his name, his fame, his paraphernalia, his qualities, his pastimes, his abode are all Krishna. Krishna Swarup, Krishna Naam, Krishna's form are all Krishna. There's no duality in Krishna. So the pure devotees are also situated in that absolute platform, seeing Krishna only. Krishna has not produced anyone or emanated anyone that he can say that is his second. I am one, his second. He always exists alone, without a second. With everything he exists, like a tree exists with everything. Totality of all existence is Krishna. Because everything that be I did it. Okay, let me repeat again. Because everything that be is an emanation from the personality of Godhead, he always exists alone without a second. He can so exist because he is all perfect and omnipotent. By his inconceivable potency, he can exist alone with all the different parts. This is inconceivable. By his will, all the energies are working, right? Under his will. Everything other than him, including his plenary expansions and Vishnu tattvas, is his part and parcel. So other than Krishna, everyone is part and parcel. Means under him, no one is equal to him. Before the creation, there were no Karuna Dukashayi or Garbha Dukashayi or Kshiro Dukashayi Vishnus, nor was there Brahma or Shankara. The Vishnu plenary expansion and the living entities beginning from Brahma are separated parts and parcels. Although the spiritual existence was there with the Lord, the material existence was dormant in him. By his will only is the material manifestation done and undone. The diversity of the Vaikuntha Loka is one with the Lord, just as the diversity of soldiers is one with and same as the king, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.7. The material creation takes place at intervals by the will of the Lord and in the periods between dissolution and creation. The living entities and the material energy remain dormant in him. So wonderfully Srila Prabhupada explained about the absolute truth, about the position of Krishna as Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a living being, a tiny soul, cannot be equal to Krishna. We are always different from Krishna. At the same time, we are all one with Krishna. Because energy is existing within him. That's the point. Nothing can exist without Krishna. Nothing can exist outside of Krishna. Still Krishna is Krishna. In this material world, two things are eternal, eternally worshipable for us. One is Archa Vigraha, deity form of Krishna, and the sound form of Krishna, holy name. These are eternal principles, and soul is eternal, so we have to enter into the eternal principle, in the eternal relationship, take up the eternal principle, then voila, we are in the transcendence. We are absorbed in transcendence. So first, there is opinion, then knowledge, then ultimately transcendence. We have to come to that transcendental platform, then all the truth is revealed to us. All right. So thank you so much. Thank you very much. I have covered up to 133. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. You feel very, very wonderful class, Mataji. Very much difficult to realize, Mataji, in the platform of being the soul, that platform, and then do our activities. I was just remembering when you were telling, it's a very simple process, and Prabhupada was also telling this process is very simple and very sublime. Mataji, can you explain how we know that it's very sublime and very simple, but how we can make more simple this process and also be in that platform, Mataji, completely be in the soul platform. Very, very difficult. When we are chanting or some services by heart, when we are going, sometimes we may realize and depict the body, but be in that position, guys. Try to again bring the mind, oh, I'm not this body, I'm the servant of Krishna, my duty is to serve my family as a servant of the Krishna. But so many times we forget,
Yeah, that's why you are known as conditioned soul. It is natural because from time immemorial we are here. But the main reason why we are not realizing, because we don't want to realize it. That's it. Whatever we want, we set a goal, we try our hard, you know, we try our best to achieve it, isn't it? The main reason is our desire not there. What we find it, because as we are discussing, right, we think our designations are more important than our spiritual identity. And our conditioned nature is more important than our spiritual nature, being servant of Krishna. So it's all about being educated in the knowledge. You know, have patience. We all must have patience, as you are saying. It cannot be achieved neophyte state, but that doesn't mean we should lose hope. We keep on trying, just like a child. When child is born, immediately he cannot be educated, right? With a university degree, he cannot establish himself in the society. It takes time and a lot of efforts. Similarly, in the spiritual life also, it is simple, means the principle is simple, but it is difficult to apply. Prabhupada also said that principle is really simple and very difficult to apply, because it takes time, patience, constant endeavor, and being enlightened by the elevated souls again and again. We must engage in hearing, just like all of you. You have little kids, or others have little kids, still they are trying to chant so nicely, and they are trying to, everyone is trying to hear the Krishna Katha teachings of Mahaprabhu. We all need that one. Means it should be continued. And Krishna, by seeing our sincere efforts, gives that facility to realize, you know, Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. This is transcendental knowledge. What we heard, right? This transcendental knowledge manifests in the heart by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. See, every day we sing Guru Bandana, right? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitte Te Kuriya Iko Arna Kori Ho Muni Asha Shri Guru Charane Roti Eishe Uttama Goti Je Prasade Pure Sharbo Asha. So Guru Kripa is very important. We should not minimize the favor of Guru Dev. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitte Te Koriya Oiko Arna Koriya Muni Asha. Whatever the teachings or instructions we have received from Gurudev, we must accept wholeheartedly. And don't think there's something beyond that. No, to get. No. It's all about. And then by mercy, means go on serving Guru Pad Padma, Shri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Sadma means abode of bhakti. Bandhumoi Sabdhanamate. With careful heart, very carefully, I am worshipping the lotus feet of Gurudev. We need the combined mercy of Gurudev and Krishna. Guru means here our Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru and Chaita Guru, three Gurus. Diksha Guru is the manifestation of Shishi Govindaji, right? Avideya. Diksha Guru is the manifestation of Shishi Radha, Madan Gopal, Sambandha Adidevata, right? So Gurudev gives us the understanding of science of Sambandha Gyan. Gurudev gives us that facility, you know, favor. And Shiksha Guru is the manifestation of Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ji. He gives us Avideya Gyan, means we go on hearing from so many Shiksha Gurus. Shiksha Guru shows the path of Anartha Nibriti, how to get rid of all the unwanted things, how to make our consciousness very pure. So role of Diksha Guru, role of Shiksha Guru are very important in our lives, isn't it? And then Chaita Guru. Chaita Guru is Paramatma or Krishna himself. He gives us the potency to realize the truth, because outside he is speaking the truth. From inside he favors us with the realization. So we must go on serving Krishna, go on Gurudev, serving Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru with full awe and reverence, begging for the mercy as well as constantly trying, as you are all doing such a wonderful devotional service, engaged in devotional service constantly, every day, chanting together, hearing. So we have to refine this process more and more, that's it. It will be realized, everything will be realized gradually, step by step, by Krishna's mercy. Or once, both things can be done by Krishna's mercy, by his inconceivable mercy, inconceivable potency, anything can happen. But we must understand Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So we have accepted or received this Bhakti Lata, and by their mercy only this Bhakti Lata will grow into a creeper, means the seed will grow into a creeper, means realization. Alright, we should not lose our patience, and also we should increase our attention more and more. What we hear, try to understand the key points, power points, and accept, practice. Alright? Is that alright?
Yes, Mataji. Very helpful, Mataji. And Mataji, I just remember one thing. You know, when we just pray to Krishna or Guru, especially their mercy, and that, I know that without their mercy we cannot do anything. Only by their mercy we can get some services or do our best. But when we get their mercy, do their services, and again we forget their mercy. And then devotee are praising, devotee are interested, just things that we are doing, you know.
It will take time. It will take time, but do not lose hope. Have patience and enthusiasm. And as you are doing everything, just refine it more, improve. You know, there's no competition with others, but we should always endeavor, how can I improve myself? You know, how can I improve my consciousness? How can I purify my consciousness? How can I be more refined, pure, more and more reformed, you know, fine devotee? Because it is there already inside. Just we have to polish ourselves. Means purify. You know, this is the process. By seeing our endeavor, sincerity and seriousness, Krishna will feel. Mahaprabhu, actually here Mahaprabhu is very merciful, as we know. See, Krishna and name are equal, but still name is more merciful than Krishna. Why? Because Mahaprabhu is Krishna, still Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna. So name is more merciful. So accept name and Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we heard, right? Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, when you remember Krishna, Mahaprabhu, then very difficult task becomes very easy. And when we forget Mahaprabhu, then very easy task becomes most difficult. So each and every moment begging mercy from Mahaprabhu, because he appeared, he descended to give us the love of Godhead. From him we can achieve it. He also came as Guru. Jagadguru. See, we are hearing the teachings, instructions from him, just like Gita is the teachings of Krishna, instructions of Krishna. Similarly, we are hearing again and again from Mahaprabhu. So he is our teacher, Antaryami, Chaitya Guru. Three gurus simultaneously are showering mercy on us. It takes a little time. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji, for inviting. Thank you so much, Mataji, for each session. Anybody have any question or comment for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Mataji, for a very, very nice in-depth class. It was very interesting. Mataji, I just had one question about this point that the Paramatma kind of goes back into Vishnu before going to the spiritual world. So is there any specific reference for that, Mataji? Because what happened was, we also got another, in another class, we got a reference from Paramatma Sandarbha that says that the Paramatma does stay with the Jiva throughout. So we did Prabhupada, you know, like, probably point out to some other place where we can reconcile this?
Well, I don't know, but yes, throughout our sojourn, Paramatma is here, but when a soul is liberated from this material existence and goes back to the spiritual world, there Paramatma is not accompanying. There is Krishna. That was the point I told you.
Yes, so, Mataji, this was with respect to Vaikuntha only, in the spiritual world. So that's why I was curious.
Fine. It's even fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Even then. Because it is so, how can you say, subtle truth at this conditioned state is very difficult to grasp. That's why Brajbasis, we are followers of Brajbasis.
Yes, ma'am.
Robin Krishna, that's why it's done. And the relationship.
Yeah,
everyone is absorbed in their own relationship. That's it. Yes.
Yes, Mataji, very true. Thank you so much, Mataji, for helping us.
Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you. Hi,
Hi Krishna. Just a quick thing for repetition. Can you explain again why it is inconceivable that the jivas are both one and different from Krishna?
Yeah. Different, it is understandable, isn't it?
Yes, we are minute and he is so great and powerful.
On this basis only not. See, Krishna is endowed with multifarious energies, isn't it?
Yeah.
And three main categories are there, internal, external, and marginal. So we living beings are manifested from marginal energy. So how can we be equal to Krishna? See that?
Yeah.
No way. Partial. We are partial manifestation. We are partial manifestation of Krishna's partial energy. It's not even total energy. Different. And Krishna is the real substance, vastu or vastav, atra. What is the substance here? Only Krishna is the substance, isn't it? Krishna is the real entity or vastu. Krishna is the substance of everything. This is, see, from Krishna's body everything being emanated. You know, from Brahma Samhita we understand, right? Mahavishnu is lying on why? Karano ocean, causal ocean. And when he breathes out, from the body pores of Mahavishnu, the universes are coming out in a seed form, isn't it? Endless universes are coming out. So in Krishna, there's no matter, there's no inside. There's a difference between inside of Krishna, outside of Krishna. It's inconceivable, isn't it? Krishna is emanating through the pores of his body in universes. Innumerable, although it is finite, world, this material world, still within this material world, infinite number of universes being emanated. So, from his body, what is coming off? The substance is Krishna. From my body, what will come off? If you remove the skin of my body, what would say? Yeah. What would you see? You see flesh, bone, blood, spleen, liver. What comes out? Those things are not there in Vishnu's form. So in one sense, everything is spiritual, made of same substance. Everything is made of Krishna, but different form. Krishna is all in all in everything. Krishna is the active principle in everything. Krishna is the absolute truth in everything, isn't it? Krishna is the substance in everything. So it is oneness is there. Srila Prabhupada says, or the Bhagavatam, there is one reference or verse is there, Krishna can be compared as the gold mine, isn't it? And the living beings can be compared as the particle of gold, made of same gold, but the value of particle is so less, insignificant, right? Like one drop of ocean water cannot be compared like the big ocean, right? Isn't it? But the composition is the same, H2O, or the salty taste. In this way, we understand, but the value is very like sun ray is also light, and sun is also light. But the sun ray, molecule of the sun ray, is very little light. So qualitatively one, even qualitatively not completely one, is partially one. Krishna is so great. Krishna is so great, inconceivably great. He has inconceivable potencies. See, he is beyond even Karuna Dukashaya Vishnu, who is creating, producing, emanating the whole cosmos. Unbelievable. He is beyond Paramatma. Unbelievable. He is Purushottama. Purushottama. So we are serving the best person. So feeling very proud. I am the servant of the best person, the supreme person. Yeah? Purushottama. It's a matter of our pride. How can I forget my position? I cannot forget. I would not trade my position with anything. If one says, okay, I'll make you the king of the whole world, give up your position as the servant of Krishna, I would not give up this position. Krishna has given up his position as Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan, and he has taken up the role. Actually, he is the coward boy originally. Can you believe? He is also inconceivable. Unbelievable. He is simply a coward boy. As a baby, he cries for the milk from her mother's breast. Inconceivable. Oh, he is afraid of mother's chastisement. Oh, this is Krishna. Most inconceivable Krishna. Amazing Krishna. We don't want Narayan form in the Vaikuntha. where we cannot come to so close to Narayana. But in Krishna, with Krishna, we can become so close and intimate with Krishna. We feel so close when we realize he is just a cowherd boy. He loves to tend the cows. He walks in Vrindavan, without shoes. He loves to play. He loves to play, pranks. Oh, this Krishna attracts my mind. I want to be with this Krishna. Oh, just run after Krishna, isn't it? Mahaprabhu is inviting, just become mad after Krishna, okay? And forget about it. You become crazy, and also you make me crazy. That's it, done. Pray to Mahaprabhu, can you make me crazy like you? That's it. I want to be crazy like you.
I want to be like you.
If we try to understand Krishna in Narayana form, in Vaikuntha, we'll be lost, totally lost, from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, when we hear about Krishna's Vaibhav, expansion, and what is called? I forgot even the terms. Vaibhav, Aishwarya, so many. Means we just get lost into this, right? Complexities about his incarnations, right? Prabhab, Vaibhav, oh. But with Krishna, it's so good, so relief. He's just a cowherd boy.
Simple.
We feel so close. When we read about Krishna's expansions, his quadruple expansion, then expansion of quadruple, and his Prabhav Leela, manifestations, Vaibhav manifestations, endless manifestations. We then, fold our hands. Okay, Narayan, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to you. Let me go back to Vrindavan.
I remember when we were reading, you wanted to go quickly through that.
Professor, I just want to go to Krishna to eat kachoris from him. That's it. Prabhupada wanted that. I want to go back to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, for one reason. Why? I want to eat kachoris with Krishna. From his bag, from his tiffin, then Mother Yashoda will give the tiffin for Krishna when they're away from, their village, go to the pasture, cow pasture, and then there sit down and eat the kachoris. All right.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Very, very, very thorough. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything else from anyone?
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. So, we are ending our class now. Okay. Hari Hari Bol, Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha, Kripasa Eva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Good night. Bye. Gaurava.